listening to 91.5 FM WFM Medford, and it's Wednesday morning. Not a lot to say here at the top of the hour, but I will preface the first half of this next hour with a lot of good new music, following a song, of course, which came out many decades ago. But we're going to be hearing a lot of up-and-coming and already up-and-done musicians. So without further ado, this first one is from Sharp Pins, their most recent record, Radio DDR, and this is Every Time I Hear.
Thank you. diamonds all away.
Still.
now a brief message or a public service announcement from the public service announcement. There is something very dangerous in your home. If you hide in a closet or wait in the basement, it's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety. A public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety-minded friends here at WMFO and Medford Tufts Community Radio. I would be remiss if I didn't say that is one of the most popular PSAs on the docket for this station. I think that last line really, it captures the full picture of the severity of the situation when it comes to ladders in the home. Right, we've had a very 2025 release heavy first half hour. What we just heard a few moments ago was Bottle Blonde from Mama, their most recent single, following the very catchy and beloved by me and popular Fever. So very excited to see what they come out with later this year. We heard a lot of local new releases. We heard from Paper Lady with Silt, and before that Winkler, Spin You Round from their record last year, Bazooka Baby. And a little bit earlier, Ohio State Fair, big up-and-comer in the Boston scene with their first ever release last time. And there will be more to come on that front. And they are playing a show in May with a side project of one of the members of Madhu Mukhtar, which is very exciting. Very, very exciting things are happening. I'm so sorry. This is, no one's here to even witness this, but it's just that the fact that I can't check how long this song has been playing, that is really getting to me. All right, yeah. Other thing that's been really getting to me, wait, let me just log it so the FCC doesn't get me in trouble. I want to say a hearty congratulations once again, following my message last week on the detention of Mahmoud Khalil. Congratulations to Tufts University for once again following only the Ivy Leagues in the level of cowardice and spineless behavior that has enabled the detention of one student that occurred sometime this morning. There aren't that many details this far, but a PhD student by the name of Rumeysels Türk was snatched off the street by presumably ICE agents. Recently, the same student had been posted on the Canary Mission website, which is a infamous, I guess, doxing site for right-wing, violent Zionist rhetoric, specifically against young people, mostly students. And Tufts University did nothing to protect these students, and in fact enabled and put forth rhetoric and actions and statements and words that outlined all student activism for Palestine and against genocide as dangerous. And so now this happens. And so shout out to Tufts University for continuing the legacy of being one of the most cowardly and lack of moral clarity institutions and leadership in the country. So that's another feather for the cap of Tufts University and Sunil Kumar. Thank you to both of you. And if you want to engage with your community and call for more information and for the hopeful safe return of all student protesters who have been snatched off the street by ICE in the past few weeks. There's an event at Powder House Square today at 5 or 5:30, I think. So you should go to that. And Tufts University, I hate you. There are many words that I want to say that I cannot say on the radio. So instead, I will be playing another song in a moment. This album turned 62 last week. And a big year for this particular artist, in which he put out two different albums in the same calendar year. I forget if this is the first or the second one, but they both turned 62 this year, just mere months apart. But this is Mr. Tambourine Man by Bob Dylan.
Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. I'm not sleepy, and there is no place I'm going to. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. In the jingle jangle morning, I'll come following you. Though I know that evening's empire has returned into sand, vanished from my hand, left me blindly here to stand, but still not sleeping. My weariness amazes me, I am branded on my feet. I have no one to meet, and the ancient empty streets too dead for dreaming. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. I'm not sleepy, and there is no place I'm going to. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. In the jingle jangle morning, I'll come following you. Take me on a trip upon your magic swirling ship. My senses have been stripped, my hands can't feel to grip, my toes too numb to step. Wait only for my boot heels to be wandering. I'm ready to go anywhere, I'm ready for to fade into my own parade. Cast your dance and spill my way, I promise to go under it. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. I'm not sleepy, and there is no place I'm going to. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. In a jingle jangle morning, I come following you. Though you might hear laughing, spinning, swinging madly across the sun, it's not aimed at anyone, it's just escaping on the run. And but for the sky, there are no fences facing. And if you hear vague traces of skipping reels of rhyme to your tambourine in time, it's just a ragged clown behind. I wouldn't pay it any mind. It's just a shadow you're seeing that he's chasing. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. I'm not sleepy, and there is no place I'm going to. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. In the jingle jangle morning, I come following you. Thank you. and take me disappearing through the smoke rings of my mind, down the foggy ruins of time, far past the frozen leaves, the haunted, frightened trees, out to the windy beach, far from the twisted reach of crazy sorrow. Yes, to dance beneath the diamond sky with one hand waving free, silhouetted by the sea, circled by the circus sands, with all memory and fate driven deep beneath the waves. Let me forget about today until tomorrow. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. I'm not sleepy, and there is no place I'm going to. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. In the jingle jangle morning, I come following you.
was Cortez the Killer, live from Austin, Texas, from last year's South by Southwest Music Festival from Squirrel Flower. It is a favorite song of mine, and that was a very excellent cover of it. Before that, we heard It's the Song of the Spring, It's the Song of the Summer, It's what everyone's talking about. It's Paul Simon's Obvious Child from the album The Rhythm of the Saints that came out 30-something years ago now. But everyone's talking about it because it is the song of the summer. And finally, we heard from Bringing It All Back Home, Mr. Bob Dylan, who brought it all back home with Mr. Tambourine Man. I was tricked into thinking that Freewheeling Bob Dylan was actually released today in 1963, but that was incorrect. I think earlier I said that Bring It All Back Home by Bob Dylan was 62 years old, but I think it's actually 60 years old. I may have misspoke. I don't know. I just know it's the same year for those two records. Not those two records, but Bring It All Back Home and the other one. Listen, everyone saw that movie with Timothée Chalamet and they thought that it was real. But I gotta tell you, that was not real. Bob Dylan was not out there acting like that. But he was making music that sounded like this. I just want to give a brief musical shout out to, I'm not going to play one of his songs because there's just so many and I actually felt kind of paralyzed when trying to decide what I would play from him. Maybe next week when I have some more time to think about it. I was able to see the man who sings about cities and towns, Mr. Matt Farley, in Cambridge last weekend, and I want to say, folks, he puts on a fantastic show. Not only does he sing about cities and towns, you may know him as the poop song or the prom song guy. Over 25,000 songs written, and he performs a lot of them. And he does not stop for 2 hours. It's just straight through. That's the show. It reminded me because he sang a song about Timothée Chalamet being in the Bob Dylan movie. And it was a really excellent show. And I would like to thank him for giving a special shout out to the people who were at his show right, quite literally days before the COVID-19 lockdown in 2020. Because I happened to be there. And that was pretty cool to kind of get recognition for that, an event that is now over 5 years old, which is jarring and frightening, and makes you really think about the passage of time and how much changes and also how little changes. That was Kim Deal with Wish I Was, but now the song is over and I had to stop it because I didn't want to talk over Harry Nilsson. But this is Harry Nilsson with Turn On Your Radio. And you've been listening to Yip Jump Music on 91.5 FM, WFM Medford. Be here next week. Sleep tight. Good night. Don't let the bed bugs bite. Don't let the bed bugs bite. That's a really good tongue twister for you. You can think about that while you listen to Harry Nilsson.
it, baby, just in case I'm wrong. Turn on your record player, listen to my song. Turn on your nightlight, baby, baby, I'm gone.
Yeah.